The title of the conference, Warsaw, the History of a Jewish Metropolis, is in itself innovative in that sense that we wanted to portray the Jewish community of Warsaw not from a point of view of Polish acculturation or integration into Polish society, a different angle, which is to look how a community which was for almost two generations the largest Jewish community in the world functioned as a community, as a Jewish metropolis, and as we claim, the first modern Jewish metropolis. So we went to the city of Warsaw and asked whether they would agree to cooperate. And they welcomed us with open arms, which was a bit of a surprise for me. I was surprised that how much they took up the idea. The same happened here in London with the Polish Cultural Institute, which supported us tremendously, as well as the Polish Embassy. What we hope to achieve is in a certain way encapsulated in the poster. It shows two very elegant men with umbrellas in a silhouette. They walk on the street. They walk on the pavement, obviously. They are urban dwellers, visibly. So what we want to do in this conference is to understand the specific character of the urban Jewish encounter in Warsaw, which was very special, because Warsaw was made up by various constituencies. You had a very large observant Jewish community, which was a combination of Hasidic and so-called Mizrachic communities, which is traditional rabbinical Judaism. But you had also a very important acculturated community, and starting in the 1860s you had a very important influx of Russian Jews, really coming from the Russian cities or from the so-called Pale of Settlement. This is exactly the topic of the conference, to understand that the Jewish intelligentsia in Warsaw was a multifaceted intelligentsia. It was not a simply Russifying or Germanizing or Francisizing intelligentsia as in France or Vienna or St. Petersburg. It was much more complex. We have 9 sessions which cover the whole history of this metropolis, the founding in the late 18th century, the emergence as a leading community in the course of the 19th century, focus on the metropolis in the interwar period, which was then in independent Poland. So we will look at how life for the Jews changed during the independence. Then we have necessarily to focus on the German occupation of Warsaw after 1939 and the Holocaust with one session, and we will have one session about the aftermath of this major catastrophe, I mean the annihilation of this metropolis. But we have extreme prominent speakers, the first one being one of the most prominent. The opening keynote lecture will be given by Norman Davis, the leading historian of Poland in the United Kingdom. But we have speakers like Samuel Kassow or Timothy Snyder or Israel Batar from Israel. We have 2 more parts of the conference. One is a small exhibition, which will be shown in Lecture Theatre number 1, which has been put together by Lena Bergmann, who herself is the director of the Jewish Historical Institute in Warsaw, which shows the wealth and the variety in Jewish prayer houses in Warsaw. And we think this is a very appropriate way to illustrate what we are discussing, the diversity. And the other event is a panel on the museum, which is being built right now, which will be opened probably next year, on the history of Polish Jewry. So we will have one member of the design team, which is based in London, and 2 historians talking about the impact of this museum, which is a major step forward in integrating the Jewish thread into Polish history.